Schools has issued a letter to the community seeking more feedback.
Fox's Tom Graham. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. Lots of weekend plans are going to be affected by numerous showers and thunderstorms over the next several days. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tropical downpours at times, which could cause some street flooding here and there. High temperatures mostly in the low to mid-80s. Lows at night will be around 70. Beach forecast, same deal, very wet. And then by Tuesday, the number of storms starting to thin out just a bit as things start to get back to normal. Boy, oh boy, our free weather app will keep you on top of the action with advanced radar so you can see where the storms are now and where they're going to be in a few hours and where the lightning is and any flood alerts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. New details in the crash that killed Auburn announcer Rod Bramlett and his wife Paula nearly 2 weeks ago. According to the traffic crash report, the 16-year-old who was driving the vehicle that struck the back of the Bramlett's car admitted that he fell asleep at the wheel and doesn't remember what happened. Lee County coroner says alcohol was not a factor in the crash. Montgomery police say no foul play is suspected in the death of a man found in the Alabama River earlier this week. His body was found near Powder Magazine Park and Cooter's Pond in Prattville Wednesday morning. Authorities say they're working to determine a cause of death. The man's name has not been released. Governor Kay Ivey signed several bills into law yesterday, including House Bill 380. The bill now gives the governor the power to appoint a director of the Alabama Board of Pardons and Paroles. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jalea Brooks. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. And keep up with us online at alabamanews.net.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
It's $100,000 Jaguars and Jackpots at Wind Creek Wetumpka. The cash and car giveaway with two ways to win. On July 4th, 5th, and 6th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., earn 50 base points every 30 minutes to participate. Then, starting at 2:30, you can win $1,200 cash every half hour. Plus, Friday, July 5th, starting at 7 p.m., win up to $2,500 cash or a 2019 Jaguar. Earn entries starting June 1st, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in a valley, you ain't been up off that porch.
All right, guys, it's 6 minutes after 11 o'clock. I think we've got the sound somewhat resolved. It's not perfect, but we're getting there. This is the official Facebook feed. Everything else is going to be killed. Like it and share it, and then it will get more coverage, and we will, we'll get squared away, and we'll get the advertising going. Everything else. I do want to say that Bath Innovation sent this rubber ducky up here for the live feed. They also sent pieces of this wonderful acrylic. This is really good looking stuff. The laser etched acrylic, they just got it in. You have to see it to believe it. It is unbelievably luxurious. It's a great, great product. So we'll tell you a little bit more about that during the 11 o'clock hour. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon every single day, Monday through Friday. Christy joins us as she does during the 11 o'clock hour on Friday. Joey joins us as he does whenever the hell Joey feels like it.
Exactly.
Because Joey owns this program.
Yeah, whenever he wants to.
There's no rules.
What are the rules on Friday, Joey?
Ain't nairn.
Dave?
Ain't nairn.
Kristen?
Caroline? Christy?
Christy?
Oh, there aren't any.
There are none.
The rules are.
There are no rules, good sir.
I get made fun of. Caroline doesn't understand. I get made fun of every time I attempt it, so... took that out of the equation.
She just shortcuts the nairn, and it becomes more of a nairn.
Nairn.
We do have a host of news. We weren't able to get through it. Special thanks to Daniel Sparkman for stopping by during the 10 o'clock hour. That was a great segment. He did.
He's a smart kid.
Yeah, he did better than I thought.
Say kid. He's in his 30s. He's not, you know.
I thought it would be.
Thanks, better. Dave.
Well, you know.
Everybody's younger than Dave.
Seriously. How did I become the old dude?
We were talking about. Did we talk about that on air during the break about how. Athletes are now younger than we are.
Yeah, it was during the break. And now clients.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, you know, I was saying like, you know, when I first got
clients
in the business,
decade
and
younger than
working
you?
For like dudes that were 50 and I'm 20 and now I'm working for dudes that are like 30 and I'm 40.
Hey, it happens.
Well, it is weird seeing candidates come in now. And then I guess Will Dismukes too, like my age.
Yeah,
it's
a kid.
Very odd.
Is he our age?
Yeah, 29, 30.
Yeah, he's 28.
He's 28.
No, he's 29. He'll be 30 in January.
Yes, and it's like, because if he runs...
He's younger.
If he wins the Senate seat, which he's probably going to run for, then he would, like, he'd be like a Joe Biden thing where he's, like, turns 30 right between, like, getting elected and getting sworn in.
Yeah, you have to be 30 by January 3rd.
Yeah.
And I think his birthday's somewhere in that window.
Yeah. It's something crazy.
December or January, I'm not sure.
I like the guys. They're real go-getter.
He's great.
Check us out on the Facebook feed. We've been promoting it. We think we've got the sound a little better. You should be able to hear the callers if somebody wants to call us on the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. Carolyn, who is conveniently hiding out of the camera view over here.
Oh, Carolyn, we need to move you.
She could slide up closer to Joey.
Come on over here, Carolyn.
Joey.
There's Carolyn.
You want to talk in the microphone, Carolyn?
No.
Yeah, she doesn't really like doing that.
Here, I can scoot over.
She doesn't really like doing that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. We got you squared away.
That's me.
But if you want to join us on the Facebook feed, we should during the 11 o'clock hour, Dave. Are we going to give away something?
Yeah, we are.
If somebody knows. But what's the question we're asking?
I think we're asking, what is our most played artist?
Most played artist.
On the bumpers since I've been tracking the advance.
And Rebecca Black.
Yeah, Fleetwood Mac doesn't count.
And Rebecca Black didn't count.
And frankly, neither does Lil Nas X featuring Billy Ray Cyrus, because we play that. That's probably our most played song. But
if you know the artist we play, and the most separate songs from the same artist, is that it?
Yeah.
The most separate songs from the same artist.
You know, it's funny. I actually thought that we talked about this off air, too, that like when I was just coming in on Thursdays, it seemed like we played a lot of the same songs of the same artist. But we don't repeat nearly as much as you might think. We do play. We do have our favorite artists, obviously.
Yes, obviously.
But we don't necessarily. You know, I think there's like three repeats that aren't regular.
Yeah, I don't hear a lot of
repeats.
I don't hear a lot of repeats.
Right.
I think we do a good job of that.
I think we do a really good job. I can go back about 2 weeks in my head and tell you what we've played. I cannot go 6 months back in my head and tell you what we played. But I can go a couple of weeks. And so when I pull up a song, and I did this earlier today, I pulled up a song and I said, we just played that, didn't we? And he looked and he said, yeah, we did, last couple of days. So I could do that all right. If you want to join the Facebook feed, though, do that. You'll see the Bath Innovations rubber ducky. You'll see to my left this beautiful, beautiful display of acrylic from Bath Innovations. If you want to see it in person, you want to see what laser-etched acrylic looks like in person, it's really a fantastic product.
They got lasers out there?
Yeah. Freaking shorts with freaking laser beams attached to their freaking heads.
Are they ill-tempered?
But anyway, so check out all of that.
Sorry, that was really funny, Jerry.
Good job, Jerry.
I meant to mention this when Daniel Sparkman was here. Oh, what was the question?
It is what's the...
What artist have we played?
Mm-hmm.
And if you can see it in the camera in Dave's mirrored glasses, don't cheat.
No.
Because I can see him scrolling through his mirrored glasses, scrolling through the sound list. But if you know what artist we've played more than anybody else, separate songs, and I know, I can tell you how many there were, I think. Is it?
Hmm.
Well, I don't want to tell that. That may be too big of a giveaway.
Anyway, your phone carrier can now...
The answer is not obvious, though.
No, it's not obvious. It actually shocked me when he told me yesterday who it was.
Although I think that after yesterday, we may have a new leader on the leaderboard.
Well, I might have to change that because I wanted to hear that one called out.
Okay.
No.
Might have to.
I can do that. Sure. Most believed conspiracy theories in America. Can you guys name any? Hold on.
Kennedy number one. Right?
Kennedy's number one. 47% of the people believe Lee Harvey Oswald did not act alone.
Let me think. Roswell.
Most believed.
That's a key word. Or aliens.
Aliens. 27% is the government's hiding aliens. Yeah. So that's number one and number three.
No moon landing.
Moon landing's not on here. No. Moon landing was faked. Is last on this list. 11%.
Okay.
So let's see.
Flat Earth.
You've got number one, number
three. Flat Earth is number one among NBA players.
The lizard people run everything.
No, that's very low.
Yeah, that's very low.
It's still millions of people.
Still true, but it's very low. You guys have got number one, three, and eight so far.
So two.
I'll give you a hint.
MLK or RFK?
One of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard is that when an airplane goes overhead, something comes out of the back of that airplane.
Oh, the frozen poop.
No, not the frozen poop. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's true.
Chemtrails.
Frozen poop. Dave, my 12-year-old daughter's watching.
Oh, my God.
And she's probably laughing.
Probably. Who does not laugh at poop? Poop is always
funny. Because if you say the word poop, every kid laughs. Anything to do with flatulence.
I'm willing to try that.
I mean, it's hilarious.
Let's see here. Climate change is a hoax? That's not a conspiracy theory. That's
well,
climate change is a hoax. 9/11 was an inside.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh my! I was going to say that, but I didn't want to sound ridiculous.
Well, you got to be ridiculous.
I know.
It's 11 o'clock. Yeah, there's no rules.
I was going to say Bush did 9/11.
I was going to say 9/11.
Not just 9/11 was an inside job. Bush did 9/11.
Well, that's what the who was the president? Right. He was the ultimate insider. There's a deep state working against the United States. President Donald Trump and his supporters. That's number two.
That's not a conspiracy.
That's not a conspiracy. That's like proven fact. Government hiding aliens, obviously. And then the last one is the Illuminati secretly control the world. Again, not exactly a conspiracy theory.
I'm so mad at
you. Bigfoot's not on the list?
That goes right up with the Loch Ness Monster what's the monster that lives in the snow?
The Abominable Snowman?
Yes, the Abominable Snowman.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the Yeti.
The Yeti.
Tony Schiavone says it on WCW. The Yeti.
Yeah. I went looking for a Yeti cooler the other day. You can't find them. They're nowhere.
Yeah, because they're stolen.
Yeah, they do get stolen. Leave them somewhere. They will not be there. Our number 272-9228, 14 minutes after 11 o'clock. All right, this is the great test here. People have complained that we have not been able to hear callers. Randall.
Good morning.
Good morning, Randall. And now somebody needs to either call Carolyn, text Dave, text me, or comment on the Facebook feed whether or not they can hear right. Randall. And yes, I saw your comment. This is a nice tracksuit. I am a Russian agent. Tracksuit is
Russian,
fire.
You come straight off the road, baby, straight from jogging. But first and foremost, what's Jack, man? How's Jack doing?
Jack is doing spectacularly well. He was fitted yesterday?
Monday
for his new leg.
That's amazing.
He'll get it next week.
Mm-hmm.
Get it next week. He will be quite literally back on his feet. And I talked to some folks, a couple of people who have talked to him in the last couple of days, and his spirits are high, and he's looking to get back on the radio.
Yep. I'm so proud of Jack Campbell.
I'm so
proud of him.
I'm talking about tears. Now, Jack, if you would Brandon, finally give me your number, I'd love to have it right about now. Anyway,
well,
Jack,
like you carried away, Randall.
Love you, Jack. But I'm gonna throw out I have two answers, but Bob Dylan is. I just gotta say Bob Dylan. Is that it?
That is not it.
That's not even close.
That's not even close. Did we even play a Bob Dylan song?
We have one.
Tangled Up in Blue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or did we play another one?
Is it? Hold on.
If you see her, say hello. I didn't play that.
Not
one.
That.
We
played Tangled Up in Blue.
See? I know my songs.
Should play the reggae version from Live at Budokan.
Greatest bumper music of all
it's
time.
So, as I said, it is not an obvious answer. There is one that is a new leader as of yesterday, and then there are about three or four that are up there.
There's a new leader as of yesterday.
That are tied
I don't even know the answer to this question.
Yeah.
Oh, I do.
Amy Winehouse.
Nope. No, I appreciate it.
Wow.
I would never. I would never throw out another good answer. I mean, them two, I just had, I mean, I don't know, you love them so much, so, I mean, I know your mama loves
Bob. I do
love
Bob.
Those would be fairly, you know, those are actually good guesses, I mean, because, like, I'm a Dylan fanatic, and Barron loves Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
But they're not even in the top, like, 10.
But see, the thing is, a lot of the best Amy Winehouse songs, I can't play them.
Because they're the live versions and all that?
Well, not only that, it's
they cuss.
They cuss. They're dirty. Yeah. They're explicit.
And Dylan, I mean, like...
I can't even play Back in Black, Back to Black.
A lot of people don't even like Dylan. You know, there's a lot of... Yeah, I mean, Barron's not a huge fan. You know, it's the voice. Once you get over the voice...
I respect him, and I'm not a huge fan.
Dylan's bananas.
One of the greatest lyricists of all times. A totally bonkers, out-of-this-world, horrific performer.
I've seen him three times, and one time he was fantastic, and one time I walked out, and one time he was okay.
Yeah, I see.
Why do you only play in small places? Why not? Why do he never do nothing big?
Because he's not he's not stadium rock, dude. He's not Guns N' Roses. He's not out there, you know, taking us down to the Paradise City. He's not
Dead. He's still touring. That's
crazy.
Yeah,
he's still touring.
Dude.
He's on what's called the Never Ending Tour. He's been on the road since 1985. Never stopped.
Appreciate your call, Randall.
All right, bro. Let's see y'all.
I've got notices. He came through loud and clear. Everybody could hear the caller. The audio situation is not perfect, but it is closer to being resolved.
And Daniel came up with that solution.
Seems
right
like
there.
It's really good.
Daniel Sparkman came up with that solution.
Man, that's not
there. You go. But I didn't know where the mic input was. I was putting it over here.
Oh,
because that's where the sound comes out. And my idiotic self's like, well, the sound and the.
You're taking me back to college, literally, these two things right in front of me. I used to record a keyboard with headphones on a microphone, and then we had a huge rubber duck that we named the boat, and somebody stole it at a house party, and I've never gotten over it.
Is this it?
You don't say.
No, it doesn't have the same.
Someone stole a rubber duck at a house party.
Is Wang Chung the answer to the trivia question?
In the best timeline, it would be. We'd all be up here having seizures. We're doing the Wang Chung tonight.
We'll be back.
Have fun tonight.
I'm going blind.
If you want to win a prize pack by Kristen, by the way, we're going to have you put together a prize pack.
You got to come with the good guesses, though.
You
got to
come out with the good guesses.
I told you I would.
My father got a very close guess on if the question was yesterday, he would have won.
Yeah?
Yeah. He guessed Melonhead. That was number two. We'll be back. We will go on craze. When I, you, and everyone we knew could believe,
build, and share in what was true, I said. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all, 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up. A teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Party! A brilliant gala where Marguerites and co-host Blue Water Broadcasting will give away a beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced 1-carat Forever Mark diamond. Sign up today at Marguerite's Facebook page to earn your chance at becoming a finalist. All finalists will receive an exquisite gift courtesy of Marguerite's. However, only one will win a Forever Mark diamond. Forever Mark diamonds are always genuine, untreated, and natural. Make sure to join us at Marguerite's Tuesday, June 25th at 5 p.m. for the gala event and drawing. Everyone's invited to the party.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, Canine Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
Hey, this is Kika with Boost Mobile. We've been advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting for the past year. We've gotten great results. Our business has increased, and I would recommend them to anybody.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Minutes after 11 o'clock. You have a guess on who the most played artist is that we played the most separate songs of. Lil Nas X doesn't count because while we played him like 37 times, we just played the one song. Does he even have another song?
Who's that?
Lil Nas X.
Who cares?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately for him, I hope he is stacking chips right now.
Oh, I hope
he's never going to be as
dime.
Big.
I hope he doesn't spend a dime of it. You cannot guess online. You have to call the program, 272-9228. I guess maybe we could. Maybe.
Call in.
Yeah, call in. Call in. 272-9228 if you want to call in. Carolyn is here answering the phones. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon.
Doing it live.
Joey Clark and Christy join us as they do whenever they darn well feel like it. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, Dave, the special this week, you've had it.
Hot fire.
Absolutely hot
fire. That chicken masalas.
It is just blazing. You can pair that with a salad. Chicken marsala, you can pair with a salad for just $9. I got the slice of pie in a salad.
They got a dessert
this week.
Yeah, like a lemon dessert. Like lemon square
lemon
or something?
Square.
Ooh,
it's really good.
Refreshing in the summer.
Yeah, heat. Exactly.
And they serve it with candied lemons.
That's right.
What?
Yes. Lemon square. All right, everybody got new plans for lunch?
That's right.
They serve it with that. Dave and I had the garlic crostini appetizer. He got the chicken marsala special with a salad with ranch. I got the slice of pie, and I got the...
I got the ranch with the balsamic glaze.
I got the mushroom ricotta cheese Italian sausage.
Funga y salsiccia.
Yeah, I got that pizza.
That one's good.
It's fire, but I can't pronounce it. And I got salad with the ranch dressing as well.
So good, I don't even know what to call it.
And then we finished it off with the lemon square. That's good eats. That's killing it. I actually still have some of that pizza in my fridge.
I was not hungry again until like noon the next day.
I'm still not hungry.
Yeah.
That was Tuesday.
A lot of food.
It's the worst thing. Makes me so hungry every day.
Every time. Go by Midtown Pizza Kitchen when you get a chance. Who is Tom Baudet? You're on the air.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well, Tom Baudet. How are you?
Hey, can I make a guess on the song?
Of course.
Amy, what was her last name?
Amy Winehouse. Mind. Yeah, no.
Yeah, Amy Winehouse. That ain't it.
Nope.
No, okay, it's not it.
It's a good guess.
It's a good guess.
It's a good guess.
I don't even know it, but it's a
good
guess.
I got a second guess. All right, okay.
What's your second guess?
Well, it's not really a guess. It's kind of like Walter Brennan and Old Rivers.
All right.
But I don't think they ever played that.
No,
I've never played that. Well, certainly wouldn't be the most played artist. Yeah, thanks. Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
No, but I'm grateful for your show, and you're doing good on the Facebook.
Well, we're thankful for you, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Likewise. That's Tom Baudet. He'll leave a light on for you. Fred.
How you doing, fellas and ladies? Ladies and fellas, how you
we're
doing?
Good. Good.
Fleetwood Mac, Silver Springs as of yesterday.
Well, so that might be the, it is a close guess, but and that might be the most played song, but it is not the most played artist.
Mm. How many Fleetwood Mac songs have I played?
Mm-hmm. Like, including Go Your Own Way? Five.
Yeah, five? Okay, yeah. So that's too short of the winner?
So, yeah, so they're like,
I played the winning.
There's a chunk in the middle of the pack with four or five plays, and then there's like, you know, there's some that don't have more than two, and then there's a couple that have.
Do you know
more?
Who it is, Maren?
He thinks he does.
I think I do.
Oh, okay.
I think
right.
I do.
Okay.
I know as of yesterday, it was Mellencamp.
I was surprised that Aerosmith had as many plays as they did. They have four, but they're not the answer.
They're good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as of yesterday, it was Mellencamp, and then I played something today that triggered it and pushed it over the edge for someone else.
What you said yesterday about that being one of the best songs ever written and performed.
Silver Spring is one of the greatest songs ever written and performed, correct. That is absolutely correct.
And one other thing, man, we ought to be able to guess online because I had to ditch the live feed so I could call.
Well, you know, look. It's new technology. We're just getting it worked out. Soon we will be able to guess online, but for now, we just want you to call in, okay?
Yeah, because then I got to scroll. And
okay,
look at the
it's
comments.
Our show. Thanks.
Fred's a good caller.
He's a good caller. I'm just saying, though.
We'll take care of the programming.
Right.
Care of the programming.
You know,
and you guys
look,
take care of listening and calling.
Don't be calling our show telling us how to run our contest because it's our contest.
Who's on three, Carolyn? You don't know? It's nobody?
Somebody.
Oh, somebody?
Oh, wow. Hey, somebody.
Apparently, it's nobody.
It's actually nobody.
Hello,
you're
hello,
live.
Hello, hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, what? What?
Am I finally somebody?
Finally.
You can be.
You're going to be somebody.
Baron, this is Grant.
Hey, Grant. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. I just want to make one comment. If you have any doubt in your mind or anyone has any doubt in their mind that God takes care of those that take care of him, do what they're supposed to do by him, ride by the Chick-fil-A at 11:30 and see the crowd. I'm talking about that place is so packed you couldn't slide a piece of paper between two cars. I mean,
I believe
people,
you. Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
That is unbelievable. And the other restaurants around it are basically empty. Hmm. All those restaurants over there, and the only one that's got any business to speak of.
It's one of the great ironies that one of the great businesses in this country is Yardbird Chicken. I mean, that's all you can order is chicken.
They make you feel so good. You go to McDonald's. So
I
like,
know,
but go ahead.
Give me a burger. Give me a fish sandwich. Give me something I can eat.
Yeah.
A pork fritter?
A pork fritter?
Really? It's that peanut oil. It gets really in there and like,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I'm talking about.
It's good. It's also from the greatest state of the union, Baron.
Appreciate your call, my friend.
Georgia.
Yeah, it is. I've eaten at the original one.
Yeah, my uncle is around the corner from there.
Yeah. It's
in Heapville.
I know about where he lives.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, 272-9228. Jake?
What's up, guys?
What's going on, my friend?
Oh, we've just been waiting on your call.
That's
yes,
all.
Yes.
I was kind of...
Who had 11:29?
I wasn't going to call in.
Don't lie to us. Don't lie to us. Lie to girls.
Hey, Facebook Live is rocking. I just really called because I want to be entered into the contest.
What do you think it is?
Whatever. I thought you said $1,000 earlier. I've had spotty service.
No, what is your guess as to what the artist is? We are not giving you $1,000.
I have no idea.
We're giving you any money.
I was joking. I just tuned in. What's the question?
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you for your call, Jake.
Sorry. Just tuned in.
I agree with you. People who just turn in, we should ask the question. We play bumper music every day. Dave keeps track of all the bumper music we play. Over the last, I'd say, three or four weeks?
Advanced stats.
Yeah. Over the last three or four weeks, we've played one band more than any other. Or one artist more than any other. Different songs from that same artist. Not the same song over and over and over.
It's right at, this is the third week that I've been doing it.
Third week. Yeah. So this artist.
I started doing this May 15th, and it's the 7th.
And we've played seven separate songs. Mm-hmm. If you know, call us 272-9228.
Yeah. It's actually six.
Six? All right. 272-9228. We'll be back.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing costs a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Lots of weekend plans are going to be affected by numerous showers and thunderstorms over the next several days. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tropical downpours at times, which could cause some street flooding here and there. High temperatures mostly in the low to mid-80s. Lows at night will be around 70. Beach forecast, same deal, very wet. And then by Tuesday, the number of storms starting to thin out just a bit as things start to get back to normal. Boy, oh boy, our free weather app will keep you on top of the action with advanced radar so you can see where the storms are now and where they're going to be in a few hours and where the lightning is and any flood alerts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Now at Nukes, the express market with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab-and-go proteins and house-made sauces. Pick up anytime or place order on the Nukes app for curbside delivery. You'll be the hero at your next dinner. Nukes, 7880 Vaughn Road.
All right, guys, we're on Facebook Live. If you want to join us there, just go to my Facebook page, Baron Coleman, B-A-R-O-N, Baron like the Red Baron, Coleman like the cooler. You can find us there. We have a little contest going if you want to join in. Joey had to step out. Carolyn is far more lovely and is sitting in his chair now. Christy's here with us as she is at 11 o'clock each and every Friday. Dave Mallory, Baron Coleman, and we're having a little bit of a discussion. We'll take your calls. The rules on Friday, sir?
There ain't none.
There are no rules.
There are no rules.
No rules.
Carolyn?
Ain't nairn.
See, Carolyn understands it. There ain't nairn. Cornerstone MGA, my friend Greg over there, does a fantastic job at Cornerstone Managing General Agency. You can check him out online, cornerstonemga.com. Get in touch with Greg at cornerstonemga.com.
Or just call them on the horn, man. 356-1502. 356-1502. You can do that as well. CornerstoneMGA.com or 356-1502. He can get you squared away on all your employee benefits, save you some money over the other big guys. And, gosh, who doesn't like to save money? Everybody likes to save money. Why spend money you don't have to save? So if employee benefits are hurting your business or are tough to make that payment every month, get in touch with CornerstoneMGA.com, 356-1502. Again, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman. Carolyn's here with us. Christy's here with us. And Ricochet's on the phone.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Studio looks good.
Yeah, I think so.
In front of you.
Yeah, this is the bathinnovations.com duck. And I have, hey, if you're looking on Facebook Live, you can see this beautiful piece of acrylic right here, laser edged acrylic. This is the 12 inch model. I have behind it the smaller model, and I can show you that. I'll change that out during the break. Mm-hmm. Actually, I can kind of do this, and you can see it. Well, no, you can't.
I see it.
The light kind of washes it.
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I want to just take a shot at the artist there.
Dave?
Having this content.
Sure.
I'm going to say Stevie Nicks.
Wrong.
Wrong.
Oh, man. Y'all got
man, that's
me.
Close. That's close.
Sorry, God.
Now, if you... we did have this discussion. Now, if you combine her plays with Fleetwood Mac plays that are not the closer, then you would have a case. But it's you're close, but no cigar.
All right.
Y'all have a good
day.
Thanks,
appreciate
man.
Thank you.
Good guess.
Really, I was excited for him.
Really good guess.
Based on y'all's reactions.
I thought Christy was going to have to put together a prize
pack.
Really. She's rooting against people. She didn't want to put
it's
together.
It's not at all. I could put together
really
a prize pack.
Really good
what
guess.
I do.
Well. Eric, you were on the air.
What's up, fellas?
How about
ready? I'm just guessing Metallica, and I know that that's probably wrong based on your previous response right there, but
it's close. Like I said, there's a large pack of artists that have four plays. There are several that have five, and there are two that have six. You know, wind tunnel there?
I'm outside trying to get my hours in for the rain. So
I got it. Okay, well, make a guess real fast.
He did. Yeah, I get it. He was close.
He swung. He missed. That's okay. Who did he guess?
He guessed Metallica.
That's not a bad guess. I bet I can name the four songs from Metallica. Inner Sandman, Fade to Black, For Whom the Bell Tolls, and Unforgiven.
Did we play Fade to Black?
Oh, maybe not.
Wrong.
Don't you get smart about it. Urbanite, you're on the air.
Wherever I may roam.
You know what? If it wasn't Fleetwood Mac, it's probably Michael Jackson.
Wrong.
Oh, that's
man,
so funny.
I got
to
laugh. Is it that bad?
No. I was laughing at the reactions, not you.
It was the wrong.
All
right. Appreciate it.
Actually, Metallica is very close. They are one of the they're one of the artists with five guesses.
Really?
Who was that last caller?
That was Urbanite.
Urbanite.
I hadn't heard from Urbanite in a while. Where's he been?
He used to be a regular caller.
Where's he been? We're not late. Who is that?
Chris,
you are on the air. You have a guess?
Yeah, I was going to say Lindsey Buckingham because you played some of that, but I think it's The Who.
Wrong. I mean, do we even
have
I played Tommy one day.
I
played Tommy.
I was kind of like, ugh.
Well, and my mom had mentioned it.
Yeah.
To me, I don't think it was on air.
Remember I talked about how bad the movie is?
Yeah. That's not a terrible guess, though, Chris. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right.
We have played more songs with who or whom in the name than we have played the who.
People are still trying to guess online.
Sam, you're number two.
Keep trying.
Hey, y'all, your show sounds great.
I appreciate it.
I believe it's the Pet Shop Boys, you and your good time buddies. I think I've been hearing that on and off.
Hey, fun boy, get the room.
Yeah.
Wrong.
We only played one Pet Shop Boys. That would be They Make Great Pets, right?
Oh, yes, that's it.
Did we play
Pets?
Hey,
listen, I got a question.
That's not a Pet Shop Boys song. What's his name after
Jane's Addiction? Other gay rock.
No, it's the Jane's Addiction dude. It's Perry Farrell's group. It's Porno for Pyros.
Porno for Pyros.
It's a great song.
It's a great song. Did we play any Pet Shop Boys?
No.
Okay.
What was your question?
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead, sir. Thanks for Chris keeping the show going.
Anyway, I went camping the other day. I think it's camping. I slept in the back of a putwood truck in the woods, and I just wondered. Anyway, does that count as camping? Yeah. Okay.
That's your question.
Anyway. Oh,
depends on if you were alone.
More of them. Listen, y'all have a good day.
Appreciate it. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Again, Christy, Dave, and Baron. Don, you're on the air.
Hey, Baron, how you doing, man?
Doing well, Don. How are you?
All right. I've been jumping in and out based on everything I've heard. So, well, what was the exact question again?
Dave?
What artist have we played the most, excluding, like, you know, daily plays?
So, okay, Candlebox.
No.
No, we only played Far Behind.
Yeah, there's only one Candlebox song that's worth...
They've got one more semi-hit.
I know you do play what's the guy's name? Call Me Out.
So hard. Paul Simon. Nah, Paul Simon? Yeah, but
yeah, played a couple of his.
We like Paul Simon, yeah. But he has three plays so far in the three weeks of doing this. So.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, man.
Dave, I didn't think this was going to be so hard. This is not terribly difficult.
It's not, and especially like you know, if you listen, it's really not that hard. I will say though it is kind of revealing because again I thought that I actually did not expect this artist to be the top. There's two, and I did not expect one of them to be in there.
All right,
one of them should be obvious, people.
Well, if they're not going to get it, I need to keep going. I need to keep going with the news. New Call of Duty video game encourages support for the White Helmets. Now, you guys that listen to this program know the White Helmets are total garbage, made up CIA narrative. But I don't know why this Call of Duty franchise. As of today, the YouTube version of the trailer has 27 million views.
How much would people freak out if they released, like, Call of Duty War Crimes Edition, where you just gun down civilians? Or, like, you know, you,
it
like,
drops you off in Vietnam in 66.
Tactical nukes. Flamethrowers, you know, just all the good stuff.
Well, like, this one's called like, Modern Warfare.
Like in Grand Theft Auto, where, like, you know, you can, you know.
Yeah, you're supposed to rape women.
Yeah. Bananas.
Yeah, terrible.
It's the best game ever.
CPR dummy with breasts aims to overcome fondling fears.
That. Oh, my. You know what? There's going to be a lot of prepubescent boys bringing that home and trying to figure out how to sex it up.
All right. I don't know. I got a picture here. It doesn't look that realistic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
That's less realistic than a Barbie doll.
But do y'all know what Rule 34 is?
What?
If it exists, there's porn of it.
That's a good point. There probably is, and that's probably as real as any, you know, 9-year-old boy has ever seen. Women are, this is the reason I printed this story off. Women are 27% less likely than men to get CPR.
Less likely?
Women are 27% less likely to get CPR.
Is that like to... less likely to have to?
No,
as
in like,
get it.
No, yeah, as in like, no, it's like...
Like, if a man and a woman go down at the same time and they look like they're in obvious distress and need CPR, the woman is 27% less likely. They think the reason is because men are reluctant to grab a random woman's breasts.
Hmm.
And they don't want to be perceived as fondling some random woman, so they just leave, like, I'm not touching her.
Even if it's a life
especially
or
in, the Me Too movement, you know? You're going to die, woman.
That's ridiculous. That's even a concern.
Yeah,
that just
well.
Me?
I agree. Who's this? Bud? Bud, you're on the air.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
We're good.
Doing better now that you've called, sir.
Oh, that's scary. How about Rick Ocasek with the Cars?
Good God. No.
Dave has no.
I'm starting to think nobody listens. I think we jokingly say everybody listens.
We haven't even played a Cars song.
Hey, nobody listens. That's because they don't have as such a good taste as I do. What can I say?
I mean, I like the Cars just fine, but you know.
Understand.
Rick Ocasek. Rick Ocasek is one of the all-time examples of what fame and money get you, because he is. Ugly, like with a capital U, and he married a supermodel. He's like pockmarked and skinny, and just like, I mean, he's an uggo, and he like, and he married like a, you know, like a top,
he's
a
from the Cars,
super, you know,
from the Cars,
a Polish supermodel.
What do you expect? Our number.
This
two
is not the most played artist that's coming up. This is the worst artist that we play.
No, but this is their best bumper music.
Dave, why are people asking you who I am?
You know, because
you're on that side of the counter, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hmm, okay.
Dave Mowry sitting to my right.
Because people are gross. Who's the chick?
Hello? At least they didn't say broad.
Her name is Kill Yourself.
He's on my live feed.
Oh, God. I can't breathe.
He's on my live feed asking you who the chick is.
Yeah.
That's...
Well, he put the adjective. You're a cute chick, at least, according to Major.
Thank God.
Our number 272-9228, Miami, my favorite new caller.
Miami!
Good morning, Mr. Coleman. How are you today?
Good morning, Mr. Amy. Do you have a guess?
No, I didn't even realize you played music. I have a question for you.
Okay. Go ahead. I play the greatest bumper music of all time.
You made him sad. He's very depressed at the moment.
He has a sad.
He's a little deflated.
And listen,
I'll be here hanging my head if you need me.
Mr. Coleman, I believe that you play the best bumper music. I do, because I believe most everything else you say.
Okay, well.
But earlier on, you had brought up about Flynn. What was the significance of Flynn?
Well, explain, significance of covering him today, or the significance in the grand scheme of things? Like why?
In the grand scheme of things. I didn't understand the...
Hold on, I got to ask you another question. Significance from Donald Trump's perspective, or from Andrew Weissman's perspective? Like, what was the significance of getting Flynn, or what was the significance of Flynn being on the scene to begin with?
Well, I mean, with what you discussed earlier today in regards to...
Okay, Flynn was Obama's security guy, right?
Right, right.
And Trump thought enough of him to bring him in. Now, knowing what you know about what Obama's capable of and has done, what do you think the fear was from the Obama and the deep state family when Donald Trump calls up Mike Flynn and says, I want you on my team? What do you think their fear was?
He was going to roll over.
Correct. And so why do you think they had to destroy him at any and all costs?
Yeah.
See, here's the thing. We're all assuming Kislyak and Russia were not working with Hillary trying to stave off global thermonuclear war. Because I think the deep state has wanted to destroy Russia for 100 years. And Donald Trump didn't. And so if they were trying to play both sides, what would be the play with Trump? Hey, buddy, we're on your team. Let's help you get elected. What's the play with Hillary Clinton? Hey, buddy, we're on your team. Let's help you get elected. We'll take Trump out. We'll have Kremlin officials working with Chris Steele to come up with a fake dossier. We'll set up Kislyak to go in there and have a conversation with Mike Flynn, and we'll have him discuss all these issues about people getting booted out of embassies and all that. See what I'm saying? I think Russia was on both sides.
Yeah, well, and
therein lies the significance of Mike Flynn. That's why he's significant then. That's why he's significant now.
All right, but what about him and his charges? You think they're going to drop the charges on him? I mean, you had mentioned about Mueller not being involved anymore, and who actually oversees this now?
Yeah.
It's not DOJ?
It is DOJ, but it's Trump's DOJ, and is not any longer Robert Mueller.
All right, so it's Barr.
Uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh. See the difference?
It's Billy B.
See the difference? Now are we coming together?
I tell you what, I see the significant difference between Barr and Mueller.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I'm trying to pull up the... I threw it away because we covered it during the 9 o'clock hour. I'm trying to pull up the story from this morning that I covered that had the case action summary entry in it.
Yes, I'm aware that we're live, and I'm saying, let's get on with this.
Here is what the case action summary said as of yesterday.
Did I hear him right? Let's get on with this?
Yeah. All right, here's what it said. There was a minute order as to Michael T. Flynn granting government's motion for leave to file documents under seal. That was in the case action summary. It's available. It's public record. Get on PACER. Everybody in America is entitled to look at it. If you look at that, what it's saying is the government, the Department of Justice, has filed documents under seal simultaneously with Mike Flynn firing his counsel. What do you think's coming up next? It's as if I saw all of it coming earlier this week when I asked, who's in charge of Flynn, right?
Yeah.
It's like the old sources are talking again. That's what I'm getting at, brother. All right, appreciate
it. All right, you got it. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks. 272-9228. All right, let's take a couple more guesses here. Mike, you're on the air with Dave, Christy, Barron, and Carolyn, and the question on the table is, what artist do we play the most over the last 3 weeks?
All right. You guys already have Fleetwood Mac, right?
That was already guessed.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong.
Okay, what about CCR?
Dave?
No,
not CCR. Do you have another guess?
No, that was my guess.
Okay.
It's not a bad guess. They're middle of the pack.
We play three or four of them?
Yeah, three. We do play some CCR. We both I love CCR.
I love CCR. We played Someday Never Comes. We played Have You Ever Seen the Rain?
Did we play Fortunate Son?
We played Fortunate Son. Those are the three we played.
Creedence.
ML, you're on the air?
Yes, sir. I just want to make a guess at it.
Go ahead.
How about Jim Croce?
Nope.
You know, you're not the first person to guess that.
That's not a bad joke.
That's not a bad guess at all. Jim Croce is my favorite singer-songwriter of all time. I own everything he ever produced,
and I listen to it very frequently.
We did not play Fortunate Son. We played Hey Tonight.
Well, that's probably my second favorite writer singer.
Yeah, Jim Croce. Who's your first?
Hank Williams Sr.
Wrong.
Definitely not.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
All
right. And we've played a little Hank Sr., haven't we? We played Jambalaya, no.
I don't know since I've been, I don't know if we've done it since I've been tracking.
Do you say Jambalaya?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, that's how he pronounces it on the
Jambalaya.
Song. Ed, what do you say? Jambalaya?
Yeah.
Ed, that's a great guess. How many cranberry songs?
What do you say?
Cranberries.
Four?
Four, yeah. I play Cranberries. A lot of, Cranberries is one of my top probably 10 favorite groups of all time. I play a lot of Cranberries around the house. Anyone who ever looks at my Spotify feed knows exactly what I play. And I
The National Weather Service in Birmingham has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Eastern Dallas County until 12:15 p.m. Central Daylight Time. At 11:50 a.m. Central Daylight Time, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Potter Station to near Selma, West Selma to near Belknap to 11 miles southeast of Danley Reservoir, moving east at 45 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts. Source, radar indicated. Impact, expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Selma, Valley Grand, Selma West Selma, Belknap, Gardner Island, Tyler, Memorial Stadium, Burnsville, Tilden, Carlaville, Summerfield, Minter, Craigfield Airport, Selma Drag Strip, Edmund Pettus Bridge, Selma University, Barrett Creek and Valley Creek Junction. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 12:15 p.m. Central Daylight Time for the following county, Dallas, Alabama.
Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cat House Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service. Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000.
Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
City. Don't go revenging in my name. One person dead from such is plenty. No need to go get locked away. When I leave your arms, the things that I think of, no need to get over alarmed. I'm coming home.
All right, guys, welcome back in. 3 minutes to the top of the hour here. I do have to tell everybody real quickly about Jenkins Tire and Auto. They're on Perry Street, just at the corner of Perry and Jefferson. Jenkins Tire and Auto, absolutely phenomenal. Everything you'd ever need for your automobile is at Jenkins Tire and Auto. Tires, brakes, any kind of alignment. I don't know. I don't know much about cars, but it's all the stuff in the middle there. Starters and fan belts and cooling systems and thermostats and everything else you need under there. All the stuff under the hood that you got to trust other people for. Go to Mike Jenkins. Go to Mike Jenkins, Jenkins Tire and Auto. He'll get you to work and back to your car, and he'll love to do it. He does fleet maintenance for private companies and so much more. He does individual customers as well. You just drop your stuff off like I did not long ago. Go in, get the oil change, get your tires rotated and balanced, and move on with life. It's that easy. It's that easy. Mike Jenkins, Jenkins Tire and Auto, right downtown. I also have to tell you about a place with 9 locations right here in Montgomery. Alabama State Employee Credit Union, ASE Credit Union. Guys, get by any of their branches. Open up an absolutely free checking account. Their online app is absolutely stellar. It's incredible. The online app is stellar. Whatever you need, ASE Credit Union can handle it. Absolutely, you know, credit cards, new car loans, used car loans. You can refinance your car at ASC Credit Union. Go by any of their 9 locations. They have 5,000 co-op locations around the country. So no matter where you are, ASC Credit Union is going to have a location near you where you can do a little banking while you're on the road. ASC Credit Union, they're federally insured by NCUA, and they're equal opportunity lenders. And Tracy, who works at ASC Credit Union, will tell you there's no basement in the Alamo. There's no basement in the Alamo. Positive of this. South of 84. You may be our last caller. Do you have a guess?
Yes, I do.
Who is it?
Eddie Vedder.
Nope.
Eddie Vedder. No. Appreciate it.
Nor Pearl Jam.
What about Soundgarden?
Not Soundgarden
nope,
either.
Nope,
yeah.
Nope,
appreciate
nope,
it.
Nope. It's not a grunge band.
Dave, you want to tell them since nobody guessed?
This is the easiest reveal in program history. It's John Mellencamp.
John Mellencamp.
Tied with Guns N' Roses.
Tied with Guns N' Roses.
And we brought GNR into a tie today by playing them, but it's John. I mean, come on,
John Mellencamp.
He's from Indiana.
Yeah.
John Mellencamp is like the Bruce Springsteen of Indiana.
He's better than the Bruce Springsteen of Indiana. Thanks.
Wrong.
Oh my gosh, I've never been so offended in my life.
Well,
guys,
Bob Seger's the Bruce Springsteen of Michigan. You know, every state has their little guy.
Who's the Bruce Springsteen of Alabama? Hank Williams.
Hank Williams Jr. Maybe.
Yeah, he's not even from in Alabama.